And hopefully with no surprises.
Yeah, hopefully. And yeah. Or if they're good surprises,
yeah, we'll take good those. Surprises, we'll take them. Yeah, we'll yeah. take the good ones. Yeah. Reapportionment was also talked about. The school board reapportionment, getting better representation for the folks here in Tomahawk on the school board. How'd that all shake down?
Yeah, very well. And I thought Zach did a really nice job of outlining not only what occurred last night, but the process as well. The ad hoc committee that was formed to look into this issue and to look into how our population has shifted, a really thorough job. And I think the plan that they came up with in the 333 model that will be implemented over the next 3 years accomplishes a number of their original goals. So one, it equalizes representation, right? And that's the most important thing. But it also puts us into a situation where I feel like more people in our community that have a voice or that want to represent their area will have more opportunity to do that. With an election in each of those areas every year, it provides an opportunity for, you know, if the election didn't work out for you quite, you know, in your favor this time, you can always run again next year or and not have to wait 3 years for somebody to finish their term before you get another opportunity.
I know all these people on the school board, very, very smart people. So does continuity come into play at all? Are they worried about continuity and keeping that continuity together, or is a change more often, is that considered a good thing?
I think you can look at it two ways. It's always good to have a board. Right now we have a board that you know, there is continuity and they do see eye to eye, but there's also discourse and respectful discourse. And I think that's the biggest word, is having that respectful discourse. Yeah. When people have different opinions, the decision and the outcome of that decision, when a lot of different viewpoints are considered, is typically a good, sound, solid decision. So you want different viewpoints and you want different perspectives. So, but yeah, continuity is always important.
Just because I'm always looking for something to feel good about. Do our school board members, some see things one way, some see things the other way. Do they ever go out for dinner afterwards and go and have a beer, a drink or something afterwards after the meetings?
Well, they might. But
I hope they do.
Well, they have to be
careful.
Because
that doesn't happen anymore.
No, and they have to be careful with forming a walking quorum, and that's the one thing boards are always aware of. But yeah, they, you know, we have a 9-member board, so if a couple members want to get together and chat, and they do that all the time, that's good. And I feel like they... You know, they do need to have a, you know, we live in a small town.
Yes.
So to never see each other, you know, would be a hard thing.
And I'm not even talking about talking business. I'm just after the meeting, just getting unwinding, having a beer, a soda, a burger, a hot dog, something just to just be regular folks after a meeting like that and still be, you know, be able to see eye to eye and have a civil conversation.
Yeah.
Good. Gosh, I'm glad that's happening here in Tomahawk. Referendum. We're basically in a referendum year now, right?
We are. Okay. Yeah. And I presented at the meeting last night. So, our referendum question will appear on the February ballot coming up this year. So we formed a referendum committee, has met a couple of times, just getting the preliminary planning all taken care of and where we're at. I can announce, and I'm pretty happy to say, that after all the budget projections and we looked out 4 years, we feel very comfortable that we can keep the referendum amount the same.
Okay.
So even with all of the inflation we've experienced and everything else, the decisions that have been made financially for the district put us in a position where we can hold the line on taxes for another 4 years, and I think still have enough in our budget that we can react to the unexpecteds. We don't know what the biennial budgets do, but if those things stay consistent with where they're at, we'll be okay. So we're looking good that way, and I think that's a positive thing, to not have to come back and go to our community and say our $3.25 million referendum now needs to be a 3.5. It does not. We're going to stay with 3.25 and hold that line, so that's a positive thing. And we'll start to put a lot of information out about the financial portions of this as we move forward into the fall.
Outstanding. And I think most folks are used to this. It's just a matter of time. Every few years this happens, and it's just a matter of keeping school going the way it's going right now.
Well, and yeah, so they're coming up in the November election. Across our state, there's 137 referendum questions showing up on ballots. So 120 schools will come due. There's very few schools in our state right now that aren't either considering a referendum question or in a current referendum, and that's just the school funding model and the way it is right now. And you know, it does give more local control, which there is a positive to that.
Right.
But it also increases your local burden because mm-hmm. people want what's best for our kids. But we all have to toe the line on taxes, too.
And, but we're holding the line this year, though.
We are. For the next four.
The next four years, right.
The next four. Looking okay. good, yeah.
That's good news.
And we've actually been in a position where we've levied under our max. And we'll more than likely levy under our max this year as well. So the max amount that we're allowable we're going to come in, you know, significantly underneath that.
Okay.
Just to hold that school tax at the point where it was.
So you could ask for more because there'd probably be a lot of good things that can come out of that more, but you're also concerned about the folks who are footing the bill.
Correct.
Good deal, good deal. The recap then, the fall community education classes have now started, and so how are those going? How have they been received? How big are the classes?
Well, we'll get our final numbers in the coming weeks here, but things are looking good. For the first time, for the initial launch of this program, you know, we're starting to see where are the interests in our community. We know initially going into it what people are interested in teaching because we've had a lot of that feedback. We've had a few surveys, but now we're looking at what are people actually jumping into as far as courses that they want to take. So we'll monitor that in the fall. Obviously, winter is going to be a whole different set of courses, and people are typically looking for more things to do. It's hard to get people into community ed classes in the fall because look at all the, this is one of the most beautiful times of the year to be outdoors.
Yeah.
So this will change over time, but to have this initial offering I think was pretty good. So aquatics, water exercise is always going to be popular and fills up. We have a couple of other, exercise-based and activity-based programs going on. We have community activities that we've pulled into this with just our lap swim, pickleball, and open gym where community members are being more active in running those organizations. But I think the arts, crafts, and hobbies are what we're going to monitor, you know, when's it most advantageous to offer these courses mm-hmm. in the fall, in the spring, in the winter, that sort of thing. So,
and so always looking for feedback on that stuff.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
So the first part of our conversation this morning, Wendell, was about the annual meeting at the school board. Now with the education classes, that was part of the regular school board meeting. The other part of that was the district strategic planning calendar and scorecard to the board. So there's a scorecard for accountability, huh?
There is, and we developed this back in 2019. And then I've talked about it a few times on here. Obviously, COVID hit the pause button on that. But we've brought this back. And our school board, this was a community-led event. And we've continued it. So each year, we'll put the district calendar, the strategic planning calendar in front of the board so they know. And we have various stoplight sessions throughout the year where our administrative team will come in and present on the progress within their cards. So as we come back to school and we lead our data retreats, we look at our behaviors and the systems that we have in place to address some of those things, we build goals around that. And then we put some measures in place on our scorecards. All of this will be on our website in early October. And within each of those goals at the stoplight sessions, we will pull the data and measure where are we at in terms of our overall goal at this point in the year.
And it's all about doing the best job for the kids.
It is. It's all about the kids. Well, and I shouldn't say it is all about the kids, but it's about the organization as a whole. So we have teaching, learning, and relevance. We have the whole child. Those are pillars designed to hold up our mission and our vision. But we also look at operational excellence. How are we seeding the budget? We look at our buildings and grounds. We look at communication and community engagement. So some of the things we talked about with community ed, how effective are we at each of these areas that our community has deemed that they want to be a priority of the school?
It's a total accountability picture, not only to back to the parents and the students, but among the staff members themselves.
Correct.
Yeah, really good plan. Varsity athletic events for the first time have been going on now. Alex is calling sports. We got volleyball on the radio, football on the radio, and so exciting time of year for those athletes.
Yeah, very exciting, and I just was talking to Alex. I think he's excited to be in town for the next few nights.
So
he's got volleyball on Thursday home against Ashland, and then our first home football game will be Friday night against Antigo.
To keep up on what's going on with the school board, not only do you come in here on a monthly basis to talk to me and talk to the folks who are listening, but everything's online too. What's the best way to get always up to date on everything going on at school?
Yeah, we try to make the website our hub. But the school app, which I've talked about a little bit, if you don't have the school app, any app store will have it, Android and iOS versions out there. All of our stuff comes through on the app. So it's kind of the one-stop shop. If you're a cell phone person, click on the app. You can get our school calendars. You can get updated information.
Notifications coming through.
Yeah, so that's a great tool that we added last year, and we continue to build on.
Okay, check your app store for that if you're a Tomahawk parent, especially of a kid in school. What else? Anything else to wrap it up for today here, Wendell?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity. We got a lot of exciting stuff going on, and it's always exciting. Great time of the year and great time to be a Hatchet.
Really? Absolutely. Go Hatchets, and thank you for being here this morning with us, Wendell, and come back next month. Same time, Jeff. We'll do this again, okay?
Appreciate it.
Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator here in Tomahawk, with us this morning for our once-a-month chat here on WJJQ Radio.